Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Hi, welcome to this week's House Call Doctor. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, host of the newest podcast on the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, The Savvy Psychologist. Starting in mid-January, I'll bring you the best of staying happy and healthy, from how to conquer fear of flying to sticking to your New Year's resolution. Plus, I'll answer your mental health questions from mild to wild. So thanks to Dr. Madge for letting me guest host her show this week. Today, we'll talk about a perennial question, what to say to someone with cancer. Because when a friend or loved one is diagnosed with cancer, the right words can be hard to come by. The good news is, you can't go wrong with heartfelt authenticity. Your loved one is still the same person. Simply treat him or her as such. But for some extra guidance, here are some ideas for what to say and tips on what to avoid. Memoirs, books, and blogs by cancer patients and survivors abound, often including horror stories of insensitive comments that were meant well, but came out the wrong way. Things like, other people have it worse, or all you have to do is cut out sugar, or worst, I love that wig on you. From the fertile ground of awkward comments has sprung many an online guide to what not to say. Unfortunately, many are sarcastic and downright mean to well-intentioned but awkward individuals trying their best to help loved ones with cancer. To put this right, let's condense all the well-meant but inept comments into one pretend person. We'll call her our bumbling buddy. She's fundamentally kind, but often misses the mark. We'll take a sympathetic look at what's behind our bumbling buddy's awkward phrases and gently steer her into non-mortifying territory. Bumbling statement number one. Everything will be fine! You can beat this thing! Bumbling buddy wants to think positively. She wants to be hopeful and inspiring, which is understandable. But she paints too rosy a picture. Her friend with cancer might not be fine, and knows it. A statement like this is meant to be reassuring, but minimizes the gravity of the situation. It also might make the friend less likely to disclose bad news to buddy for fear she'll gloss over the very real, and likely very awful, experience. So instead, try this. I'm here for you as you fight this. Bumbling statement number two. Just think positively, visualize yourself getting better, and you will. The intention behind this is good. Bumbling buddy wants to do something, not just stand idly by. She wants to offer helpful, hopeful advice. However, getting better is not entirely under the cancer patient's control. If it were a matter of mindset, no one would ever die of cancer. It also places the responsibility on the patient, as if she can control the cancer simply by being positive or having the right fighting spirit. If the cancer spreads or her health worsens, she might feel she's failed or didn't think positively enough. So if Buddy wants to offer support, she could try this instead. Listen. Listening is an action. It may not feel like you're doing anything, but it is a rare and valuable skill. Your loved one is probably inundated by anxious chatter. A listening ear is better than any advice. Bumbling statement number three. Let me know if I can do anything to help. I've been Buddy here. I've made this mistake. I've murmured this statement, often because I want to be helpful, but also because I'm worried about being intrusive or offering something my friend doesn't need. I've since realized that the statement's very openness makes it vague, and it places the burden on the patient to be a taskmaster. The urge to pitch in is laudable, though, and shouldn't be squelched. So in addition to offering, try this. Follow up with some specifics. For instance, I'd love to do something to help out. Since summer is coming,
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
May I be in charge of mowing your lawn while you're in treatment? Or may I come over sometime soon? I'll bring the whole last season of Family Guy and your favorite cannoli. Even something small counts, like, may I water the plant in your cubicle while you're on leave? Bumbling statement number 4. You don't look sick. Or, you look so much better. Last time I saw you, you looked awful. Some individuals are reassured to hear they look quote-unquote normal and don't have the big C stamped on their forehead. But most are sensitive about what surgery, chemo, radiation, or cancer itself has done to their appearance. Bumbling Buddy means to compliment her friend, but instead the statements are, respectively, invalidating and insulting. Either way, the friend probably feels like she's in a fishbowl under scrutiny. So steer clear of evaluation of appearance. Instead, try, "It's so nice to see you." Bumbling statement number 5. Lung cancer? Isn't that one of the really bad ones? Yeah, my aunt died of that, and my husband's mother had it, and she had this really awful doctor, let me tell you. Bumbling Buddy is looking for a way to connect. Under most circumstances, telling horror stories is a great way to connect. Mutual outrage about ridiculous situations is usually a good way to have something in common. My niece stood in line for 7 hours at American Girl, too. My car got towed from that Target parking lot, too. But in the case of cancer, telling horror stories takes away hope and instills fear. Plus, it makes it about you, not about them. So instead, try, "Lung cancer? I'm thinking of you and your family. I'm sending you good vibes for your surgery and chemotherapy." Bumbling statement number 6. I know exactly how you feel. This statement tries to be empathetic, always a good goal. Bumbling Buddy's friend with cancer probably feels awful, and Buddy's trying to show she's on her friend's side. Again, good. But this statement presumes too much. Plus, it sets up an expert-novice dynamic, something to be reserved for the patient and her doctor. Instead, try, "If you'd like to talk about it, I'd love to hear how you're feeling." Bumbling statement number 7. Nothing. This is a tempting one. Cancer can be unspeakable. Bumbling Buddy might rationalize that her friend would be upset if she brought it up, or that her friend is probably overwhelmed right now and wouldn't want to talk. However, I've heard many patients say that cancer was the litmus test for who their friends are. Sometimes acquaintances beat the door down to help out, while old friends drift away. I'll admit to making this mistake myself. I learned the hard way that couples don't count as a unit. So even if your partner says something, you should too, even if you just blurt out, "I'm so sorry." All in all, don't try to memorize the quote-unquote right thing to say. Indeed, if this list makes you anxious about saying the wrong thing, throw it out and go see your loved one. If you are present and genuine, you can't go wrong. If you bawl like a baby, spend most of the visit examining your shoes, or fear a crushing, awkward silence, it's okay. If there is any time that's sad, uncertain, and awkward, this is it. So simply try. Do your best. Your loved one doesn't need a witty, well-crafted turn of phrase. He or she just needs you. Possibly to pick up the kids, make a casserole, drive her to chemo, or simply watch all the old Arrested Development episodes with her. But you, all the same. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. Have a healthy week, a truly happy holiday, and check out The Savvy Psychologist coming your way in just a few weeks on Quick and Dirty Tips.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.